That's weird. That's fucking weird. We should probably talk about it. There's a mystery here.
Oh my God. I can't wait for this. Like, it's fall. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. I pull my flannels back out. I have like 4 pairs of black jeans now just so I can justify wearing my jean jacket all the time.
Girl, that's so smart.
I know.
Fuck.
They're the same style. I just had to buy
a bunch of them.
I actually like bought like 2 more because it was buy one, get one 50% off. And this girl kept being like, do you want to like try a different size or like maybe a different style? Are you sure you want just 2 pairs of plain black jeans? I was like, yeah, I think I know what I'm in for. Just here to look the same every day, please.
I love it. I wish that everyone dressed that way. That's how Jeff Goldblum dresses sometimes.
All black.
And he looks fantastic.
I am really loving it lately. Just always kind of pretty much dressing the same. Nobody really knows that I'm wearing a shirt I wore the other day and didn't wash it.
Well, you know what? Yeah. You look great.
Well, thank you.
I wish I have always owned like a pair of black jeans and sometimes I'll wear them. But I, for some reason, I struggle with what to pair. And I understand that everything goes with my jeans.
Yeah.
It's like not that weird. But I have a hard time.
No, I get that, though. I had a hard time with it, too. I started out wearing black jeans all the time because that's what I wore for work. And I was like, I only have 1 pair of these and 1 pair that's falling apart. I'm just going to get more. Because I like go to work and then I'll go to an open mic or something.
Right.
So I want to look cute for the open mic.
Black jeans are great. So like I would wear them if I was trying to dress up or like look nice and put together.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm also leaning into this like more like.
Lean in, Christy.
Leaning right in. I wore a shirt where people could see my belly button one time.
Holy shit. You're doing crop tops without me?
It's the style these days.
It is.
Me too.
September and October is the best, in my opinion, weather-wise.
Oh, yeah. Because especially in Seattle, it's a transitional season, which mm-hmm. means it's warm, but it's nice.
It's perfect out today.
Yeah.
I got to wear cute shoes because it wasn't raining.
Yep.
But I also wore jeans.
Yep.
And then, like, yes, I did wear a long sleeve shirt situation.
It's true, but it looks
it's
like
light.
An airy. It's
exactly.
A light, airy long sleeve shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's continue describing what we're wearing.
Please. So cut this out because there's definitely going to be a creep somewhere who will love it.
Someone. Oh, yeah.
Not our listeners. I just don't want it floating around on the internet.
No, we have a bunch of like hot babe listeners. It's actually.
It's true.
Truly shocking and amazing. I'm here for it.
Here for it. We're here to talk to you, hot babes.
Hey, babes. Thanks for tuning in. This is That's Weird, by the way.
Yeah. Hi.
That's Christy.
That's Ashley.
Hi! We're back.
Yeah.
Did you miss us? Maybe?
Maybe.
We're going to be a week later than usual,
yeah,
I think.
It's a week late.
Yeah. Sorry. I was sick as fuck.
Yeah, she touched a child.
It's... Oh, my God.
No, wait. The child touched you.
I swear. That's how I got sick. A small child tried to touch my dog when we were at the vet, and Snake, the producer, he... He just doesn't do well with anything. And so, especially children. And I was just a little worried. And so I reached my hand out to be like, no, no, no. But the kid kept going. And so we touched hands.
Ugh.
And this kid had just been running around the vet coughing while he's running. And then I got sick 2 days later. Coincidence?
Children.
I fucking think not. But I'm feeling a lot better. What's new? What's going on?
Gosh, I don't know.
Gosh. We've already gone over the fact that it's almost fall.
It's almost fall. We gotta come up with our Halloween costumes.
Oh, that's right.
Now. That's it.
That's it. I guess, yeah.
That's my biggest concern in life right now.
What
Halloween
am I gonna be for Halloween?
Costumes.
Have you narrowed it down?
Hell, no, I haven't given it any thought at all.
Well, if you want to join one of my group costumes this year.
Yes.
I haven't decided which one I want to do. But it's either going to be like a Rajneesh cult member with it, like all those colors.
Right.
Or a glow lady wrestler.
A glow.
A glow.
A glow.
Or Jurassic Park. It's the 25th anniversary. So
wow, I can pull out all my all black outfit and be Jeff Goldblum.
There you go. See,
just kidding. Got too blonde of hairs.
Well, yeah,
I can wear a wig. It's worth it to be Jeff Goldblum, to be honest.
I mean, yeah.
Although I don't know if I'm tall or cool enough.
I believe in you. You can always be Ellie, but if you don't want, I feel like you could. In your new like uniform for life,
uniform
Goldblum could be your destiny.
I've been wishing for my whole life for someone to say that Goldblum could be my destiny, just in any way to interpret that, to be honest.
Same. I love him so much. I randomly get really obsessed with actors. Right now, I'm really into Joaquin Phoenix. It's just
really,
it's always okay. Random. Do you not find him attractive?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Wait. Well. Okay. Actually, I would like to know what actors you find attractive.
Sure. I'm into that real like who's the guy that plays Thor's brother?
You don't even know the name. Oh, Loki. Yeah. Oh, so like Tom Hiddleston.
Just imagine if Matt was like a very, very attractive movie star. You got it.
That's
all
it?
Of those. Those are the ones where I'm like, that I remember is something that I like. I mean, of course, everybody else is also very attractive. Like, just what do you want me to say? All of the hot ones, Ashley. Come on.
Chrissy's like, quit interrogating me.
Interrogating me. I like Taika Waititi.
Yes, fuck.
Yeah. I know he's not always an actor, but he's attractive.
He is.
Especially when he grew a beard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Or when he wears those matching outfits with like pineapples on them.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I'm into that.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. I don't know. I don't think you ever talked to me about actors that you think are hot.
No, I always have opinions. But they're never based on that. It's like, this person made a terrible decision in this movie.
You're like, I hate this guy. I'm like, okay,
of
course.
I hate this guy. Let me tell you why. I don't have reasons. I just don't like him. The end.
Fair enough. I think it's really cute that your type is very similar to possibly your husband.
Yeah.
Because mine are the opposite of my boyfriend.
Oh, really?
I like really tall guys with like dark hair and light eyes and no beard.
Okay, let's... You know what? I think just everybody likes really tall guys.
That's
with
true.
Dark hair and light eyes.
That's
and
true.
No beard.
That's
beard true. Or no beard, to be honest.
I actually enjoy some scruff. Just maybe, I don't know.
Well, it's contouring for men. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Who
love
doesn't?
It? But like Jake Gyllenhaal? Come on.
Okay, yeah.
And again, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, I can dig it.
And I may or may not have loved, truly, truly loved, Robert Pattinson at one point.
Oh, I always thought his face looked too much like a moon.
A
crescent moon, not a full moon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've seen like the foot example of
yeah.
people
yeah,
think his face
go.
Looks like a foot as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys are fucking crazy. That dude's so hot, it's ridiculous.
You can be attractive and also be weird looking.
I like weird, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you would like a Skarsgård. Or in any of the Skarsgårds.
Yeah.
Because they're very tall and blonde.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Alexander Skarsgård, very much so.
Right.
Into that.
I'm in, surprise. I'm into someone who is classically attractive and tall and blonde.
Weird.
That's that is something that I would pay money to see act in a movie.
I would pay money for this.
Like most people, that's why they have those people in movies.
It's true.
You know who I have always thought is real attractive? Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd is insanely attractive.
Yeah.
Like, forever. He's looked the same forever.
Paul Rudd forever. Also, Keanu Reeves.
You know, I never got into Keanu Reeves, but I see the appeal.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
I like the idea of him.
I was big on Keanu Reeves ever since being able to watch Bill and Ted when I was a kid.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Him. I'm trying to think of a movie I really like that has Keanu Reeves in it.
Also, like, I think that he's always in movies that like are my shit, right? Like, it's just a satisfying, sometimes kind of silly, like sometimes just actively terrible action movie or a comedy, but also he just like really cares about like film and acting, and I just find that so amusing because people always say that he's such a bad actor.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. He doesn't have a lot of range, but what he tries, and he gets into stuff, and he takes things seriously. And actually, I don't think he's as bad as people think that he is.
I wouldn't have thought that.
I think it's the whoa from the Matrix part.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, the Matrix. But I feel like I've only ever seen Joaquin. I'm still talking about Joaquin Phoenix. Jesus Christ, I told you. I'm having an issue right now. Keanu Reeves. I feel like I've only ever seen like rom-coms that he's been in.
Oh.
Which there's not that many.
I feel like I've only seen like at like a, like there's a different, I love this cyberpunk action movie that he's in from the 90s.
I'm looking it up.
I don't know if it's before or after The Matrix. It's called Johnny Mnemonic. He plays a guy that has a like data storage device implanted in his brain. He's like a courier for like data. And something that somebody put in his data storage device, which is encrypted, is what the like corporate Yakuza wants from him. So they want to go, like, there are these like gangsters in this like gritty cyberpunky 1990s land that are out to get his head, like literally steal his head and get that information.
What the fuck?
And also there's a military dolphin that lives in a tank at the end that helps decrypt the information. It's fucking nuts.
That sounds ridiculous. I love it.
Yeah, it does sound ridiculous.
I love it.
That's why I love it. Yeah. I would say it's a good watch. I don't know if it's a good movie.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I was definitely thinking of Point Break and Speed.
Which I haven't actually seen either of those, but I have seen Constantine.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, I guess it makes sense because you did love that movie, Freaked.
Yeah, I did love that movie, Freaked. Freaked, Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Just all the weird movies. I actually loved watching that Dracula movie that he was in that everybody hates. Just all the offbeat Keanu Reeves movies I'm so into. And they're just right up my alley is the thing.
He was in a movie called The Replacements that I definitely watched where he was like a football player.
I just totally skipped all of those.
This basically. Is hilarious. We've watched completely opposite Keanu Reeves movies. Incredible.
Yeah.
We've somehow...
We've probably been talking for like half an hour.
20 minutes.
I knew it.
I assume you still don't have iTunes.
Of course not.
So you can't check our reviews.
I gotta be able to check them somehow, though. How? Oh, no.
Christy's like, I'm gonna do it right now.
I can do it right now with my phone. Oh, I can't. Better tell me.
Yeah, I'll just have to read them to you. I decided to do the not so nice ones. There's only a couple.
Ooh.
And they're really not bad.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Roast me.
Roast me, Daddy. I don't know why I always do that. And then I learned that not everyone knows that joke.
Oh.
What is it?
What, just people having people call you daddy?
No, what's the meme?
Oh, like decimate me daddy?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know. I don't think that's a meme.
It's it's not.
Somebody said it that I latched onto it because it was so funny to me.
It's a thing that and I find funny, but not everyone knows.
But saying daddy at the end is a thing.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just feel weird every time I say it.
Yeah, you should.
And
you should. Not to kink shame you, but you should feel a little weird in this context.
So, I mean, please don't leave us mean reviews. But we're always reading the ones that are nice about us. So how about something different? This says, about a week ago, I happened to see a tweet from this podcast and randomly decided to check it out because I was all cut up with my usual shows. At first, when I heard the opening words of the intro music, I came close to just switching it off. But something told me to keep listening. And then it gets nicer after that, but I just wanted to read that part because I was like, usually everyone likes the intro.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then
we're like, yeah, hey.
Hey, whatever.
No, I get it, though. I do kind of get it.
But they went on to say something about, they're like, it's not safe for work. Some people don't like cuss words.
Yeah.
And they have
true.
A hard time with our podcast.
Yeah.
Which, that makes sense. You shouldn't I don't know why you'd listen to us. Say well, fuck every other word.
We do have potty mouths.
We have potty mouths.
I feel like we overuse our curse words, but you know what? It's 2018 and everything has lost its meaning, so have the curse words that we're using.
100%. If you're more offended by the word fuck, then I mean literally anything that you see online.
Then fuck off.
That's a goodbye.
No, it's okay to be offended by curse words still. That's precious.
That's cute. Now I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't read the mean ones. I should just read a nice one per usual.
Oh, okay. Read one mean one and one nice one.
Okay. Let's see. Let's get us a nice one.
But also, I also want to know what the other mean one was that you were going
to
read.
It was just the one that was telling us not to say like 240 times.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Christy hates that one. Okay, I absolutely love this podcast. I've been listening to it for about a week and a half during work, and I love the conversations and topics that you ladies discuss. I especially love the intro song. Gotcha, bitch. And the art for the cover of the podcast. It is nice. Keep up the great work and stay classy, you two weirdos. Signing out from San Diego.
Oh, wow.
That's from Alba0714. Thank you so much.
I love it. That's nice.
Anyone who leaves us an iTunes review or rates us, you're wonderful. Thank you so much. Even if you tell us not to say like or that you don't like that we cuss so much.
Yes.
It's fine, I guess.
It's fine.
Live your life.
Live your life. Judge us. Judge accordingly. Us.
Listen or don't. It's fine. This is episode 64.
Yeah. Maybe.
I honestly took all the numbers out of the title, so... We're just flying by the seat of
you
whatever.
You played yourself.
I did.
What happened.
I did. Because now I don't know what's happening.
No, I think I went first last time. So it must be 64.
Okay. Well, because I usually don't know what Christy's topic is going to be, but this time I did, which was fun. And so I picked one that kind of goes with it. I'm going to talk about the mystery surrounding Flight MH370.
Ooh.
It's been referred to as one of the biggest mysteries in modern aviation history. So, Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 left, and I'm so sorry for how I'm going to pronounce all of this, Kuala Lumpur International Airport in Malaysia on March 8th, 2014. Can you believe that was 4 years ago already?
What? I thought this was like a couple years ago.
It was over 4 years ago. Christy's like, I refuse to accept this information.
I refuse to accept how time moves faster when you get older.
It's horrifying and we're all going to die. Anyway, so that happened March 8th, 2014. And it was supposed to land at Beijing Capital International Airport in China. But the plane obviously never made it to its destination. The plane's crew last made contact with air traffic control about 38 minutes after takeoff when the plane was already over the South China Sea. Minutes later, the aircraft dropped off air traffic control's radar screens, but was still being tracked by military radar, which is interesting, for at least another hour. Then the plane deviated from its flight path and headed west, crossing the Malay Peninsula and the Andaman Sea. At about 200 nautical miles northwest of Penang Island, which is in northwestern Malaysia, the plane finally dropped off radar completely. It just disappeared. There were 227 passengers on board, along with 12 crew members, and they have all since been presumed dead.
Yikes.
I know. Can you imagine the horror of like not only the people on the plane, but also the families and the friends of the people?
Like, yeah, and you don't know what happened to them.
Exactly. To this day, for like more than 4 years later, you have no idea what actually happened.
Yikes.
Horrible. Horrible. I remember watching the news coverage and just like, it was awful. It was just like everyone was just crying and hugging and like sitting in these empty airports. It looked terrible.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. So here's what the official investigators claim happened to the plane. They say that a third party, someone, manually rerouted the plane after severing communications and effectively, like, yes, they think it was hijacked. But officially they say it was not by the pilot or flight officer because they did extensive background checks. Those are done for the entire crew. Investigators checked into their mental health records, their internet history, their employment background, and they found nothing for anyone, which is why they claim that a third party was somehow involved.
Interesting.
So I'm not really sure if they mean like an unidentified person was hiding on the plane and then like took over.
Right.
Or somehow snuck into the passenger manifest. Or if they mean that someone hacked in electronically and took over the plane, which I don't know if that's a thing you can do.
I mean, I think they do have autopilot.
Right.
So I guess.
Sure.
Maybe.
Anything's possible. And by the way, someone in the cockpit said, all right, good night, during the last communication with air traffic control, which is kind of creepy.
I know.
And whoever did that, they also failed to check in with controllers as the plane flew into Vietnamese airspace shortly after, which I guess makes sense that you'd have to be like, hey, flying in your airspace.
Right. That makes sense.
So also, no distress call was received at any point. Like, it may have been sent, but it wasn't received by anyone. And also, investigators concluded that all four of the plane's emergency locator transmitters failed.
What?
That's some shit. Like, they, I guess, like, not enough. And I'm sure this happens so often, which is terrifying, but, like, not all of the checks are done each flight.
Right.
But the fact that all four weren't working is, again, horrifying.
Yeah.
Because really, just at least one of them should have sent out signals that the plane was in distress when nothing happened. I don't know.
No, yeah. That seems reasonable.
That's what you would like to happen.
That's what you'd like to happen.
If something happened on your plane. Also, the air traffic control workers weren't paying that close attention while this was happening. The last communication came in around 1:20 a.m., but alarms weren't raised like, hey, where the fuck did that plane go? Until 6:30 a.m., almost 5 hours later.
They really did go to bed.
Yep.
They're like, good night.
Yeah. They're like, oh, they said good night. That's nice.
Talk to you in the morning. They're like, yeah, you're right. And then just like took a nap.
Because if you're just staring at the screen or what, I guess I don't know what air traffic controllers do, but how do you not notice that one of your planes is fucking gone?
You'd think that it'd be somebody's job to like kind of monitor that every once in a while.
Yeah. Like these are.
I guess it probably is now.
Right. These are the flights you're in charge of.
Yeah.
Make sure they get to where they're going.
Yeah.
I mean, or they did notice and they were in like denial. Like maybe they were trying to get in touch with the plane and were like freaking out, but we're like, it'll show back up. I don't want to raise alarms. I don't want to get in trouble.
Right.
Like, I'm sure it'll, everything's fine.
What if somebody like just spilled coffee on their console, like just as a coincidence, and they were like, I don't want to tell anybody that I fucked this up. I broke it.
Yeah. Oh, I bet that happens a lot. Or like, remember when that was it a tsunami warning or something that went out in Hawaii not too long ago?
Oh my God. Everyone thought they were going to die.
I know.
It was like an incoming missile thing.
Mm. That's right. It was like,
everyone was like, Trump did it.
Yep.
There's their North Korea's shooting a missile at us. Cool.
It's over. We're donezo. That's horrifying.
Yeah. But yeah,
that shit happens. Okay, so that was the official report. The unofficial report is that investigators did find something when they were looking into the pilot. And some people think he hijacked the plane and deliberately crashed it in a suicide mission.
Oh.
I guess he had a flight simulator at home. And he had used it very recently to test a somewhat similar route to the one that was taken by MH370.
Oh.
Is at some point the plane takes a very unusual left turn where you can tell that like something went wrong.
Yeah.
And people think it's so the pilot could head back towards his hometown, which was Penang, and get like one last look at it before he drove the whole thing into the ocean.
What?
Isn't that fucking crazy?
What?
If that's what happened. Yikes.
Wow.
I mean, the plane went into the ocean no matter what.
Yeah.
That's where it is. It's just where exactly?
The ocean is so big.
The ocean is horrifying. The ocean, that's the word of this podcast for me.
The ocean is horrifying. Nature, pretty scary, yep. Very dangerous. Ocean, next level.
So deep, so big. You can't breathe under there.
No, you can't.
So, yeah, it's unbelievable. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah. So it's the where and the why that people can't agree on. But everyone's like, yeah, the plane is somewhere in the ocean. At least 25 possible pieces of debris from the plane have washed up, including both wings.
Ooh.
Those are found on the African coast, which is really interesting when you, again, look at the flight path and where they were searching and then where the stuff ended up. Because they truly have no idea what the fuck, like where the plane was going and yeah. The time that they had no communication. I keep missing my spot. Okay, yeah, no bodies have ever been found. And as we said, the ocean, fucking huge and deep. And it's incredibly difficult to search for things in there, even big things like planes. And that's why like researchers spend their whole lives looking for shipwrecks and things like that.
Right.
It's just incredibly hard to track that stuff down. It's wild. There were a ton of searches conducted of the area where the plane was last seen on radar and where investigators guessed it went into the water, but nothing concrete has been found. Like nothing, no one can say for sure, which is why it's pretty interesting they've like released that official statement of like, hey, this is what happened. It got hijacked and yeah, it's gone, but what are you going to do?
Wow.
Like it's, I think the people that care, I shouldn't say that, but the people that are still actively investigating it, is Australia's government.
Really?
There were Australians on board.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they seem to be very upset with the Malaysian government.
Yeah.
With how they've handled it. And the fact that they're like, right. We looked. We can't find the plane. I don't know what to tell you.
We looked. I don't know.
Australia's like, maybe we should keep looking, though, because we'd like to bring those people home. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Australia's still working on it. I don't know if anyone else
Interesting.
Is.
Interesting.
Then you have some other theories about what happened that are a little more weird.
Ooh.
Like maybe the military shot it down. Specifically they said the U.S. military shot it down.
Oh, really?
Which is interesting.
It's funny because when you said that, I was thinking like what I remember from this was that for some reason people just finally were like, yeah, it was probably Russia.
That's true. Well, didn't Russia shoot down another plane around the same time?
Yeah, I think that I got those confused and was just like, yep, they're just shooting down planes all over the place.
What the fuck?
Why not? Let's bring back the Cold War conspiracies.
Oh, yeah, that definitely happened. I forgot what that plane was, but Russia.
That was somewhere in Ukraine, though.
That's right, yeah. But Russia took that one down for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's also a theory that there was a cockpit fire and it like short circuited everything. And then everyone probably just passed out and the plane just flew around until it ran out of gas and then went into the water.
That'd be awful.
It would. And then, of course, aliens. Maybe aliens.
Why not? Maybe that's where all the people were. They just beamed them all out of there.
Right. Aliens came down and just zapped it. They took that plane. They took the whole thing.
Oh, except the wings and the other pieces that they didn't need those because, of course,
no, you don't
there's no air in space, so you don't need the lift that the wings provide.
Correct, Christy. Correct. And at one point, CNN anchor Don Lemon suggested that perhaps a black hole ate the plane. Your face.
Don Lemon, what?
Don Lemon, what are you talking about, girl?
What are you thinking?
Who told you that? But, I mean, truly anything is possible. You never know, but it's probably just in the water. I think the mystery is more what happened.
Right.
As opposed to where. Anyway, so I'm sure eventually something will be found, hopefully, to give an answer to this. Hopefully some closure will be given to the families. And most of the theories I read, even if they were kind of crazy, claimed that due to pressure changes in the cabin or smoke inhalation, if there had been a fire, that everyone on board was probably passed out or already dead when they hit the water.
I mean, that's kind of good, I feel like.
Yeah, it's like, hopefully they didn't panic or suffer too much.
Oh, 100%. I would rather just slowly be like, I'm very sleepy. I wonder why. And then just never wake up.
Exactly.
Than, like, be part of a plane crash into the water.
Fuck.
God damn it.
I think that makes, well, I guess if you hit the water so hard, people wouldn't be able to get out regardless.
Yeah.
But you would think that if it hit and people were still awake, they would be trying to get out. I don't know. You think someone would get out? I don't know. I know. It's awful to think about.
I think I might rather burn to death than drown to death.
No.
Maybe. Because you'd pass out eventually when you're on fire.
Fuck.
Probably.
Yeah, but
you lose all feeling in your nerve endings at a certain point.
You choke on the smoke made from your own body.
Yeah.
That is so gross and scary. That's that might be my fear.
That's pretty bad.
I don't ever want that, please.
Yeah.
Don't light us on fire.
No one fucking light us on fire.
We said it, so you can't do it. Those are the rules.
Yeah.
We were very clear.
I'm very clear on this. The other thing, another thing you said, which I didn't like go off on a tangent yet.
Please do.
The Hawaii thing made me think, like, now, like, you know how people have like an end of the world plan where it's like, what are you going to do if like suddenly find out it's the end of the world? Like,
right.
And like, I feel like that's really made me think and like alter that. Like I wouldn't just be like, whatever, we're all going to die. Let's do whatever things that we need. It would be like more like, all right. I mean, I'm willing to get a little crazy here, but in the event that this is a false alarm, I don't really want lasting consequences for the rest of my natural life.
For whatever crazy thing,
for whatever crazy
stuff
that
you're about to do.
Yeah, like I might do drugs, but I wouldn't do like hard drugs that I'd get addicted to.
Just in case.
You know.
Right, yeah. I get that.
Sure, into the world sex, maybe, but like with a consenting partner who's willing to discuss sexual history beforehand and like use protection. I don't.
Just in case.
Not here to get accidentally pregnant or a lasting disease over a false alarm. You know what I'm saying?
If there's one thing you don't want, it's to be pregnant in the apocalypse.
Exactly. Wait, were you even done? Did I just cut you off?
No, I was done.
Okay, good.
Yes, I was done.
Oh, good.
Oh, I'm going to post a map of the flight path and like where all the debris was found, all that stuff in my show notes. That was it. That's I had to say.
I just really wanted to go on that tangent where I found out what your end of the world plan was, which I never found out. What's your end of the world plan?
I don't have one. I will kill myself immediately.
What if it's a false alarm?
Goodbye. I don't want to be alive in an apocalypse. I'm sorry. Especially a zombie apocalypse. I think
the apocalypse is going to do a fine job killing me itself. I don't even need to kill myself.
Well, I mean, let's hope. But otherwise, yeah, no, I just don't. That's not. I'm not here for that. Sorry.
I think it'd be an experience. Okay, this is your idea, but I had to do it because I always fly through this airport. So the Denver airport.
Yes.
Has so many conspiracies going on about it. And I always end up flying through that airport when I go anywhere east. And they have, like, as an airport, I see why there are so many conspiracy theories. Because their amenities leave something to be desired. But it is so fucking huge that in the amount of time it takes to like travel by foot from one plane to the other one, you could come up with a whole new conspiracy theory. Like, what are they doing with all of that space besides installing those little like moving sidewalks so that you can get places quicker because you have to need those?
I remember I haven't been there since I was a kid, but I remember, yeah, being just gigantic.
It's ridiculous.
And it has those big, those weird white tent things on top of it. It's,
yeah.
It's wild looking.
And it's got like an under, like you have to go underground.
What the hell?
There's so much. So it's huge in terms of like I think it's the biggest square mileage of airports in the United States.
Damn.
It is twice the size of Manhattan, and it went $2 million over budget, and no one really knows why, because it's probably a nice, it's a nice airport, but like, it doesn't.
I just love when you throw your phone down to be like, fuck this.
Fuck this. Like, listen, if you are twice the size of Manhattan, why do you only have like 3 restaurants?
Get it together, Denver.
And like a popcorn store.
Like a popcorn store. Maybe that's just in the wing that you were in.
Probably. I think that's accurate, but also I'm still mad because that's what I always have to deal with.
Yeah.
If you've had a great experience in the Denver airport and you find their amenities to have great variety and plenty of beers that you can drink in your layover or something, like, please let me know. Where?
Yeah, which airline did you use?
And also, I can't afford to take a cab all the way across Manhattan just to get to a shitty airport bar.
No.
So, I don't know. Also, they won't allow commercial development around that area. There's the mayor of Denver wants to, like, you know, put shit around the airport. And whoever is in charge of annexing that area to make the airport was like, no, that's against the initial rules of what we did. So they've been in this protracted legal battle to avoid allowing anyone to develop any commercial spaces or anything that people would be around that airport, which is too big with not enough stuff and costs too much.
So like they can't build, there's like a certain amount of miles from the airport you have to be before you can build like a Starbucks or something?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Right.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly. So I just, after that, I just sort of made a list of all the things like from like obvious to like less obvious that people are thinking.
Okay.
And also just what I thought, like, I guess, you know what? I'll start with what I had always heard of. And what I always thought was that it had all of that space, like, not much of that space is used for the actual airport, but it has like a shitload of space. So I've always heard that it's like an underground bunker for like governmental experiments.
Interesting.
Yeah, which isn't actually one that I really encountered.
You're like, I didn't find this online.
I didn't
even
find this. Like most people say it's something to do with like the New World Order or lizard people or like a fallout shelter for the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
But I always thought it was like a governmental bunker for hidden experiments or aliens.
Yeah, it's fucking Area 51 down there.
Yeah. Area 52 as their advertisements.
Yeah.
So I guess I did see that. But okay, so like other things, there's like that blue horse, Blucifer.
Blucifer. What is the deal with the horse?
It just looks really scary, but also it fell on the sculptor and severed their artery and they died from that. That's I think why like it looks evil and horrifying, and it killed its creator.
Anytime you kill your creator, shit,
you are evil. Yeah, no.
Shit's not right.
It's fucking Frankenstein of blue horse statues.
Was it supposed to be like a bronco, like for the sports team?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like a look at this wild horse. Okay. Or in the West or something. I don't know.
Denver really likes horses.
They do.
I don't know. All right.
Yeah. Well, this one's an evil horse. Also, spooky murals. There are these murals near the baggage claim area, much of which has been taken down because it was, like, offensive. Like, there's, like, literally, like, Nazis and, like, children, like, interacting with Nazis and, like, weird stuff. And, like, so people have said like they have something to do with like all of these things. Everybody's always like Illuminati, Masonry, satanic stuff. Like pick one, basically.
Just pick one.
And so that was part of it where it's like, you know, or like that it was depicting people submitting to military oppression or like the Nazi like New World Order. And the artist of those murals called it In Peace and Harmony with Nature and The Children of the World Dream of Peace. Those are the titles of these murals.
Oh my god.
They depict this is a quote on Wikipedia from the artist, they depict man-made environmental destruction and genocide, along with humanity coming together to heal nature and live in peace, which does not make me feel better about it at all.
No.
It's basically like I don't know, like some people do have a theory of like, wars start and famine happens and that kind of stuff because like when they get to be too many people, then like a whole bunch of people have to kill off. Like it's an event. Like people have to die off to like bring harmony back into stuff, and that's why in the grand scheme of things, stuff like that happens. I think like an old-timey economist came up with that, where it's like it's basically the rule of supply and demand. Only if there's too much supply of humans, then a famine happens.
That reminds me, I saw the new Mission Impossible movie, and the bad guy says, without suffering, there cannot be peace.
Right.
And he said, the greater the suffering, the greater the peace.
Right?
That's what that reminds me of.
It's fucked up. Just use birth control. Like,
oh my God.
Oh my God. We don't need to kill everyone anymore. Just don't have as many babies. All right. So yeah, the spooky murals depict destruction forming peace. Doesn't make me feel better. There are suspicious markings in terminals. And also just a straight up, like, I think like plaque or something that's like acknowledging like masonry.
Interesting.
Like people or whatever. Which because like masonry people are like a real thing. And for the most part, it's like a Rotary Club with hats or something, whatever they do in secret.
I thought they built stuff, but that was incorrect.
Well, that's Freemasons are like a club. / guild type of thing, and maybe they build stuff, but it's more associated with like having a lodge and like doing little ceremonies and dudes hanging out,
just like a dude club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but like the idea of Freemasonry is like stonework.
I thought
that's why you think they build stuff.
I'll say there. I thought there was something involved with them making things.
Like if you go somewhere that's like a really fancy building with a really intricate stone wall outside, that's masonry.
Ah,
that's why.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but I don't. I mean, I don't know if Freemasons actually do much masonry anymore by default. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of them do.
Sure.
Anyway, there are suspicious markings in the terminals that people say are satanic, or they're part of the Masonic Temple in the conspiracy theory sense, or they're symbols of the New World Order or lizard people again.
What does a lizard people symbol look like?
I don't know.
I want to see it.
It's got an nictitating membrane. I'm not sure.
Ew.
That's a little.
I love it.
Love it. Yeah. I mean, that's it. Like, it's just pick your conspiracy flavor. It's there underground somewhere, because what else is there? Not a good restaurant. That's basically Denver Airport in a nutshell.
So, but aren't they like leaning into it now?
Where
there's like, they've put up signs and stuff that are very much like, hey, like.
yeah, for sure. They're very cute. It's like a, you know, picture of a business person with a lizard head, and it's like, what are we doing here? Installing a new and interesting restaurant, remodeling the lizard people's lair, like what do you think, like that kind of stuff.
I kind of love that.
Yeah, I'll post pictures of them because they're cute.
Nice.
I feel like I might have even seen those like last time I but maybe that's wrong. Like I can't remember last time I was there.
But so do you think there's actually a thing going on there? You think it's just a fucking airport?
I mean, if there's anything going on, I think it is like a government thing.
Yeah.
Like a reasonable secret government experiments and stuff. Why not?
I wonder what the experiment is.
I think that I always thought like maybe that's where they keep like experimental planes and shit. Because it's an airport.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Yeah.
Keep them underground and then just like fly them at night. They're UFOs now.
That reminds me, when I was a kid, I had to go, my dad lived around Denver, and for a time they were in Woodland Park, which was like kind of up in the mountains or something.
Oh.
And I had these big glass doors to my room, and I remember seeing some like crazy lights out there one time, and I was so scared. I like ran into my stepsister's room and was like, "There's," I really thought they were aliens. I was like, "There's aliens outside."
Ashley,
I know
you solved it. That's what they have under there.
Well, I never really connected that I was near Denver when that happened.
Oh my god!
Interesting.
That's fucking wild.
But then, I mean, it was probably an Area 51 situation.
Yeah.
Where they're just testing experimental aircraft out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. If it's real or if they're actually making use of that space instead of like, I don't know, we just thought we needed a lot of space for an airport, so we annexed it all, and then we only made an airport. I think it's just sort of like aviation-related experiments that are they want to kind of keep under wraps so that people don't steal them.
Sure. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Usually when there are a lot of like rumors and conspiracies around something, they're not all necessarily true. But
there's always a kernel of truth.
Exactly. Where there's smoke, there's fire, or right. Whatever that saying is. Like,
it's kind of like how the government released bacteria over San Francisco, but they were really only doing it to try to find out what would happen and how to protect us against germ warfare.
Operation Sea Spray is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it's true.
Christy covered that quite a few episodes ago.
Many. And I just keep bringing it up.
She loves it.
Because it really happened. But it's creepy, I mean, conspiracy, wild conspiracy thing.
It's that's some wild history. Factual thing that happened, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty insane to learn. They don't teach you that shit in high school.
It's true, but they don't teach you a lot in high school.
So. Ain't that the truth, girl? I know nothing. The Nevada school system.
Oh, no.
You learn nothing. Are you ready for my weird episode fact?
Oh, my God. I'm so ready.
On our plane episode? I don't... I just randomly found this on the internet. It's kind of dumb. Stewardesses is the longest word that can be typed using only the left hand. I don't get that because you can type anything you But what do they mean? Stewardess.
Well, so when you're actually supposed to type, you're supposed to correct. Have your hands only be in a certain.
That's probably what they mean.
That's what they mean. Because I know a lot of people that just poke words into things with a single finger.
Yep.
All words can be read, typed with one hand.
Right. Oh, yeah. So if you are using proper.
Yeah.
Posture? What do you, I mean?
Technique?
Technique, yes, for typing. Then, and you could only use your left hand and therefore the left side of the keyboard. Then stewardesses is the longest word you could type. You're welcome.
Wow.
It's not quite a buttload of wine, but it'll do.
I'm ambivalent about knowing that fact, to be honest. I was going to say I'm happy to know it, but I realized midway through saying it, that'd be a lie.
You're like, I don't actually care. so you're going to post those cool conspiracy photos?
Oh, yeah, I'll post those little photos for sure.
Those are great. That'll be in our show notes at thatsweird.org.
That's right, it will.
Along with the map of where MH370 went or didn't go. You never know.
You never know.
If you'd like to support our little podcast, you can do so through Anchor or Patreon, or you can just rate, review, subscribe, the usual stuff.
Yeah.
You could tell one of your weird friends about us. If you have a weird friend, they'd probably like this podcast.
They probably love us.
Did you know that we're someone's weird friends?
I didn't know I had friends, but now that I know, I am.
You're my weird friend.
I mean, true.
But I'm also your weird friend.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Okay. Oh, my God.
No, you are my weird friend. It's fine.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at That's Weird Cast and join the That's Weird Facebook group. It's fun in there.
Yeah. People post all the time.
It's cute. Photos, links, stories.
It's great.
It's very weird and you would like it. And that's it for episode 64.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us. Sorry again that I got sick and we were late, but...
Here we are.
Shit happens. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Honestly. Zoe and Logan of Honestly, a Podcast.
Honestly, a Podcast touches on everything and anything from pop culture, boy bands, current events, and work horror stories to mental health, problematic faves, body positivity, and so much more.
From reliving our One Direction fangirl days, which, let's be honest, never ended, to ranting about the state of the world and reciting entire vines, we've got you covered.
Honestly, it's a chat-style podcast, and as two people who don't know how to be serious, you can expect us to go where the conversation goes and do a whole lot of giggling and making bad jokes in between.
We post new episodes every Friday. Give us a listen and let us know what you think.
Two idiots trying their best. Maybe honestly can be our always.
Bye!
Hey everybody!
Hey!
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Maggie.
We're from Rock Candy Podcast. Kind of like Behind the Music,
except unauthorized and drunk. But come along every week and listen to us talk about artists or albums that you may know really well or may have never heard of while we're drinking beers.
Witty things to talk about.
Great hot takes with some hot babes.
That's subjective, but okay. So go find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and wherever you catch your pods.
And with that,
party on, kids!
Well, that sounded forced.
Is it not?